The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by American Express, offering eligible card members flexible funding solutions like business loans that could be a big headline for your business. The powerful backing of American Express. Don't do business without it. Visit americanexpress.com/business for details.
With a special Your Money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. The 2018 midterm elections are over, and the result, as expected, is a divided Congress. The Democrats have regained control of the House while the Republicans added to their margin in the Senate. How will Wall Street react to a split Congress, and what does the election mean for issues such as taxes, regulation, and spending? Bill Stone is co-chief investment officer at Avalon Advisors, and he joins us from Houston. Bill, as we speak, the markets are up post-election. That doesn't mean stocks will stay up, given the volatility that we've had. Does Wall Street like a split Congress?
I think Wall Street really likes not having a surprise and removing one uncertainty out of our, you know, long list of uncertainties. So I think that's what we did accomplish. As you mentioned, the split Congress was the consensus going in, and we got that. I think the other side was because the Republicans also picked up some seats on the Senate, which was, I would argue, a surprise. I think there's also less a chance, or essentially, let's call it no chance, of any rollback in any of the tax cuts that we've had.
Might we see some volatility tied to uncertainty about whether President Trump can get his agenda passed now that we have a Democrat-controlled House? After all, bills start in the House.
Yes. I mean, I think most would expect less chance of getting some things passed. I think probably the maybe bigger item, which I still don't think we have much real insight into yet, is the tariff side of things, and let's just say it, China, and how he's going to really react on that side. You know, he sent out a tweet already this morning talking about that he was going to focus back on that. Does that mean he goes for a short-term deal there? He still has room to work there, but I think that's the part that, you know, as you're thinking about volatility, we haven't ended that side. So I think that's one thing the markets will be watching closely.
I'm sort of confused about that, Bill. President Trump, by executive order, can enact tariffs. But as far as trade deals with Mexico and Canada, the European Union, China, Japan, he still needs congressional approval for that. And that involves the House, or he may get support from the House.
True. No, I meant more really focused on the China side of things, is how far does he take the tariff situation before he perhaps goes for a short-term deal? Because I do think the one thing to keep in mind, and I think maybe this is also part of the cheer on Wall Street, is that once the midterms are over, really most politicians turn, and certainly presidents turn, to thinking about the reelection, right? And if you're a president, you are concerned about making sure that the economy is doing well. That is going to drive a lot of your approval. And I think that's where perhaps you see the pivot on him being willing to cut some sort of a deal with China in the end and kind of take that off the table. But again, that's one we don't know yet. That's something we're going to have to watch.
I'm speaking with Bill Stone. He's co-chief investment officer at Avalon Advisors, and you're listening to Your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Bill, what does the election result mean for issues such as taxes? Will Democrats in the House call for instance, raising the corporate tax? And what about tax cuts, the deficit, the debt?
Well, I mean, I think you really can say, especially with the Republicans picking up more seats in the Senate and really the Democrats having a really pretty narrow lead in the House or narrow majority there. They may still try and do some of those things on the tax side in terms of raising taxes, rolling back. But let's just be honest, it's not going to go anywhere. So that's not going to happen. I think probably if there's one thing you need to, you know, if we're going to spend our time being concerned about something, we do have to raise the debt ceiling in 2019. Do the Democrats do what the Republicans did before and really try and, you know, get something out of President Trump to raise that debt ceiling? So I think that's the spot maybe to watch on that side if you're thinking about, I'll say, taxes or those pieces. The thought is, well, where do they come together in terms of the deficit? There is a possibility that they can get something done on infrastructure. I'd say I wouldn't be too worried about that making some sort of massive change in the debt, because we even saw it under President Obama. There was a focus on trying to do infrastructure, but the fact is, it's hard to, just because of the scale, to get enough done. Your capacity constrained there. So I'm going to say I don't think they can spend enough money to make some sort of trend change or some sort of big change in the deficit.
What about the all-important topic of deregulation? What does the election mean for that? You know, financial, energy, autos?
I think you can say I don't expect that really to be rolled back. Obviously, because the Senate confirms a lot of the president's picks, I would think in the end you still should see some movement in that direction. You know, maybe we have to say some of the biggest parts of that deregulation might be behind us. But I do think you don't have to really say there's going to be a whole lot of increase again there. Now, again, are we going to have some more maybe investigations into things? Will we look at, I'm going to pick on healthcare or talk about healthcare, are we going to look at drug pricing? I think that's a place that will probably get looked at, because even the president, this is not necessarily a Republican, you know, positive on that, but in terms of the president, has said he wanted to look at drug pricing. It's, I think most believe, and you know, we've seen healthcare act pretty well today, that because you got the more majority of Republicans in the Senate, even though the president might be for it, you probably don't get the most drastic version of some sort of price controls on drugs.
What about other health care issues, Bill, such as Medicare for All, Obamacare?
I mean, I think the one part of it is, and I think this is the other reason why you're seeing some better movement out of the healthcare, you just can't expect any significant rollback on Obamacare, on the ACA. Hard to see a huge move in Medicare for All because, again, you've got the Senate controlled by the Republicans. But do you see some movement that way? We saw that on some of the state ballots. So I think 3 out of 4 states that had that on the ballot did pass that. So there was some movement there. I think the other side, and I'm going to switch off of healthcare, the other, I guess, sectors, we're kind of talking about sectors impacted, energy. So energy, last I looked, was pretty strong this morning. And I think I'll attribute that to the Colorado initiative being defeated. So, you know, there won't be a stop to really drilling in Colorado.
And Bill, what about interest rates, specifically the Fed? What does a split Congress mean as far as Congress's and Trump's relation with the Federal Reserve?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say that this election, to my view, had much impact on that. I think President Trump is likely to continue to use his, Twitter pressure on the Fed to not raise rates as much. I just look at that as a function of, again, I mean, he's going to be thinking, like any politician, thinking about getting reelected, trying to make sure the economy is as strong as it possibly can be. So I think he thinks that way. I don't expect that to change. But again, I don't necessarily expect the Fed to listen either, right? I don't know that it necessarily shows up as anything. I always hope the Fed is looking to, and I think like all of us, to do the best job they can, and they're going to listen to the markets and the economy and make the changes they think are necessary.
I've been speaking with Bill Stone. He's co-chief investment officer at Avalon Advisors in Houston. Bill, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.